Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Kedushin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub. B'schus Rufua Shalema, Moshe Nachman, Ben Malka Miriam.
We're learning Meseches Kedushin Daf Nun, the sugi of Dvarim Shabayvin and Dvarim. The sugi starts from the Mishnah Daf Mem Tesim and Beis. The Mishnah says, "Amanashin Ikayin v'nim Salevi, Levi v'nim Sakayin." If someone's Mekadosh Anisha on the Tanai that he's a Kayin and really he's a Levi, or the Tanai that he's a Levi and really he's a Kayin, Nasim and Imsa Mamzim, Mamzim Sinasin, Mishnah goes through a number of cases where he makes a Tanai. It's a Tanai that's done with Taiva Seisha. Presumably, she would not want to marry him unless he's either a Kayin or a Levi, or a Benir, or a Ben Krach, etc. So the Mishnah says that the Kedushin doesn't work. Now the Mishnah adds, "B'kulan ava bisha amr b'libi hayu l'skadish lei." Even though she says, "I really would have wanted to be miskadish him," ava became any mekadeshes. Even if she says, "I really wanted him on any tzad," but since they made it tonight, so it doesn't matter what she thought. L'chein he should ta'asai. Let's say he made it tonight that she should be a kahenes, a levia, whatever the case may be, and it ends up not to be that way, even though he says that he would have been Mekadesher either way, and his das was Mekadesher. In all cases, it doesn't work, the Kedushin doesn't work. And the Gemara explains it's because Dvarim Shablev Einim Dvarim. And the Gemara actually says you can't bring an Araya from the Araya, Klar Araya, that Dvarim Shablev Einim Dvarim, because here when they made the Tanai, and you're going against a Beferish, a Tanai that you made, it might be worse than if you're just making a Tanai believe, like the Gemara's case that he sold the thing on Dayt Lamesa Glaradi Yisrael. Now, there's an interesting machlokes Rishonim. It's brought in the Ran in Ksuvos and Daf Ayin Gimel. And that's going on the case, which is brought here in the Mishnah also in Daf Nun, Amakadosh Isham Nash Einel and Adarim, the Nimsal and Adarim. Where the din is Einel Mekadeshes, and who the Nam Nash Einel and Mum, the Nimsal and Mum, the din is Einel Mekadeshes. The question is, what if when he finds out that she has Nadarim, or she finds out she has Mumin, he says, "I don't mind. I want the marriage anyway." Do you say, "You made it tonight. You made it tonight. I'm not Shein Lenadarm. She has the Darm. It doesn't work. It doesn't matter whether you mind or you don't mind." That's what some Rishonim hold. But Kam Rishonim, the Ran over there, the Rambam says it, the Tshuvos HaRosh, and other Rishonim, they hold, no. If you don't mind that she doesn't have the Darm, so then the Kedushin is Chal. So the Ran says this, you say, and the Ran has a kasha from this Mishnah, that if you're going to say that if even if the Tanai was made, but if you don't mind, if you're not makbid on the Tanai, the Kedushin works. So what's shown in this Mishnah? Even though Dvarim Shablev Einim Dvarim, and we assume it's a Kedushin al Tanai, but as long as she doesn't mind, so in that case, the Tanai is not mivatel to the Kedushin. Here, she clearly doesn't mind. So even though you say Dvarim Shablev Einim Dvarim, and it's a Kedushin al Tanai, but Tanai only is Mevatel a Kedushin if the Isha minds, or if the Baal minds, depending whose benefit the Tanai was. So the Ram brings the Teretz, that Hachav Amayah Skinan, is that she does mind. He made a Kedushin al Menashe Nikayin, and he wasn't a Kayin, and she wants to be free. She says, "No, if he's not a Kayin, I don't want the Kedushin." But she admits to the Rav that at the time that he made the Tanai, she was thinking, "I don't really care about this Tanai. I want the Kedushin on either tzad." But at this point, now that she finds out that he's not a Kayin, she does bother her, and she wants out. The Ran says that's a Deichik. The Ran says, Pashas, the Mishnah is talking about a case where even now she doesn't mind. So the Ran says, the Teretz is the following. When someone makes a Tanai, when he says Amanasha Shani Kayin, which is Tanai Letzarech the Isha, or let's say Tanai Letzarech the Ish, he says Amanasha Ein Aleha Mumen. Implicit in the Tanai is that he should mind, that he should care about it. That's Gufa Chelik at a Tanai. The Tanai Gufa is that you shouldn't have Nadarim, and I care about the Nadarim. It's an unwritten in the Tanai that if he doesn't want to care about it, then the Kedushin is there on all Eifan. That's good for the pshat. Why, if she doesn't mind, it would be a Kedushin. But in the case where she says that I never minded to begin with, so kum dais, the Tanai was not made l'tevas altogether. when she says she never minded to begin with, and dvarim shebalei vein dvarim, so the tnai is chal either way. So kumdais is not a tnai that's done the tevasa. It's not a tnai done that you have a right to be ma'akev the marriage if it bothers you a kain. Because it doesn't bother that, that she's not a kain. She never wanted him to be a kain. She doesn't want the tnai altogether. So meila oibazai, the tnai meila becomes tam a tnai al manashini kain, independent of whether you mind or not. If she taka minded, if she wanted the tnai, if she wanted that he should be a kain, so then the tnai was made because it is kpeda. So meila, if when she finds that he's a kain, she says, oh, that's all right, it's okay, I decided I don't care that you're a kain. So we say that it works because implicit in the tnai is that she should be makbid about it. But if she's not makbid, and the tnai is still chal because of dvarim shalmei vein and dvarim, so then the tnai has nothing to do with the kpeda, and memele, even if she's not makbid, the tnai is chal, and if he's not a kain, it's not mekadesh. That's the Ran's teretz. But this is all the fila svar of the Ran, the reason why when you're not makbid, the tnai doesn't work is because the tnai is assuming that you're makbid. That's part of the tnai. Assuming that he's not a kain and you're makbid that he's not a kain. But the Avni Meluim, in similar Mechesef Katan Yadalad, brings the Rad, and he brings another pshat, then why, if she's makbid, if she's mevatel the tnai, if she's not makbid on the tnai doesn't work. He brings a pshat from the Tshuva Sarash. And Tshuva Sarash is in Klal HaMenesim and Ches. He says the reason why it could be mevatel at tnai is because of the principle of asi dibur mevatel dibur. He explains like this. When you make a kedushin al tnai, if it wouldn't be for the parish of tnai megodim neiruvein, even though you said clearly, im ani kain arei mekadeshes li, im ani kain ena mekadeshes li, the kedushin will be chal either way. You see that also. When you don't have the mishpatei tnon, but masla mashkasa b'teira, or you didn't say the mishpatei tnon correctly, so then the mice is kind of the tnai is bottle. The kedushin is chal either way. Even though you said clearly it should be only on this tnai, but the kedushin is chal either way. Because without the parish of the tnai b'nei godem neiruvein, there's no such thing as a mice being on a tnai. So we say the mice is chal, period, and it remains chal on both stadim. The only way you mevatel the mice is because of the parish of tnai b'nei godem neiruvein that says that a tnai could come and be oiker the mice. So come there's the mice is chal. Period. Now you have a new din that if the bittul at tnai could come and be mevatel the ma'isa. So oibazai, you could remove the tnai just like you made the tnai. You made the kedushin al tnai. You can remove the tnai. Asi dib mevatel dibur, and mainly you could take off the tnai. So fact avni meluim. Enechanami, if the tam the reason why when the isha is not makbid is the Ran's reason. Because any tnai is done on the tzad that the isha will be makbid, and the isha and the tnai gufa leaves you an out not to be makbid. He makes the tnai amnasha einale nedarim. That means any cares about it, and he leaves himself an out that if he doesn't care about it, it should be chal either way. So then you could say ba'ofen that you didn't want this tnai in the first place. Believe me, was not to be miskadish. So then, the tnai is not done b'shvilcha. The tnai is not done because of yikpeda. So maybe even if you're not makbid, it's chal. But if you say like the tshuva sarash, that you say it is asidim mevatel dibur, stam, you can mevatel ol tnaim. So I bezai, even in the case where it had nothing to do with the kpeda, but stam, she can mevatel the tnai. Just like you made the tnai, I'm an ashenikain, you can mevatel the tnai. You can say, you don't care about the tezakain. You're going to have to say, like the first Teretz Duran said, that the case of the Mishnah is where she is makbid, she doesn't want to be mevatel the tnai. She likes the tnai now. At the time of the Kedushin, she says, that's the time where she didn't want the tnai. But then it was Dvarim Shebalei Vein Dvarim. She never said she didn't want the tnai. Now when she finds that he's not a kayin, she says she wants the tnai. Now she admits that at that time she didn't want the tnai. So at that time it was Dvarim Shebalei Vein Dvarim, the tnai was chal. And she was never oikid at night. You don't have the asidim mevatel dibur. So begitza, we have a machlekes rishonim. If someone makes a tnai, or in this case, where the tnai is made the tzarech the isha, and then they don't care about the tnai, is the tnai, could the tnai still be oikid the kedushin? Some rishonim hold the tnai was made, period. It doesn't matter if you care or not. But other Rishayim will know if you don't care about it, then it doesn't work. The Ran Svara is because the Tanai is done al das that you'll care about it. If you don't care about it, then that's like a Kiyam at Tanai. It's like you said, I'm an Asheni Kayin and I care. And you care that I'm a Kayin. So if either he's a Kayin or he's not a Kayin and she doesn't care that he's not a Kayin, that's a Kiyam at Tanai. And the Tshuva Zerosh says, without that, Stam, a Tanai is Milsa Achriti, the Maisa is Chal, the Tanai is a Karek to be Eiker a Maisa, but since the Tanai is Milsa Achriti, Asi Dib Mavatal Dibur, and Melu Kim Mavatal the Tanai. So according to the Ran, you could say this Svara that any time she was never Makbid, Sekunda is a Tanai is not totally unakpaid anymore. And Mamela, even though later she's not Makbid, but since she was never Makbid, so Mamela, her lack of Kpaid is not called the Kiyam at Tanai, and Mamela, the Tanai is Eiker a Maisa. According to Zerosh, you're going to have to say the Teretz that the Mishnah is talking about a case where now she's Makbid, she just admits that she wasn't Makbid at the time of the Kedusha. Now, in this Inyan of being Mevatel at Tanai, there's a Machlekes Rambam and Raiva, an interesting one. The Rambam, in the Perek Zayin, El Chasisha Salachachav Gimel, he says the following, HaMekanish al Tanai, V'chazer achakam yom v'bitl at Tanai, Afal pisha bitloi beinoi lebeino shaloi b'fne edim, Batala Tanai, very Mekadesh is stam. Mechaina maya Tanai mina Isha u bat loisai, benayum beinot, batala Tanai. So he says if he's Mekadesh at Tanai, if he makes the Tanai, Mekadesh Isha al Tanai, and he makes the Tanai, he can mevatal the Tanai. And if he made it Tanai, let's serach the Isha can mevatal the Tanai. That's what the Rambam says, like we said, like the Shita Saran. Zakhtar Ivan in Asagis, it doesn't work benayu le beinot. It only works be'edim. You have to be mevatel the Tanai be'edim. That was like the Asagas of Ravid. So what's the Svar of Machlokes Rambam and Ravid? Why does the Rambam hold the Bittul of Tanai does not need edim? And the Ravid holds the Bittul of Tanai does need edim. So our Baruch Ber, in Simon Chav Gimel, brings down from Abchaim. Chaim Briska says, they're arguing about this, in this Machlokes. This Machlokes, the Ran and the Tshuvas Rosh is the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam holds the Yisayda Bittul Tanai is because that's built into the Tanai that if you're not makbid about the Kiyam Tanai, that should be considered a Kiyam Tanai without the Kiyam Tanai. That's good for what you mean, like the Ran explains. You say, Amanash Einel and Adorim, Amanash Einel and Mumin. You mean, and they care about it. If he doesn't care about it, that's called the Tanai was Niskayim. You say, Amanash Eni Kayin, Amanash Eni Ben Ir, whatever the case is, it means, and you care about it. If she doesn't care about it, that's as if he's a kain. Oy bezoi, the bitul tonight doesn't need edim. Just like a kiyam tonight doesn't need edim. Kedushin has to be done with edim, but you don't need edim that the tonight was niskayim. The tonight is niskayim, but edim not works. So who did the tonight that you mevatel tonight, but edim not works? A bitul tonight is just another form of a kiyam tonight. By saying that you don't care about the tonight, that's another way that the tonight is niskayim. Mashege in the Raivin. The Raivin holds like the Tshuvas Rosh. That the sign of Bittul HaTanai is, we're the Tanai. Also, the Vatal Dibur. The Tanai is a Tanai of Aleph Alan. The Tanai is a Tanai no matter what. But you have a Kayach to be Oike the Tanai. If you're being Oike the Tanai, so then you're chapping with the Chalois. Before it was a Chalois with a Tanai. And now you're changing that to a Chalois without a Tanai. So that means Eidim. That's your Chaim Shtickle. Similarly, the Avdei Meluim says another nafkamina between the Ran and the Rosh. The case was, let's say, Yemekadesh and Isha, Amanasa, we get married within 30 days. That's a Tanai L'Tayva Se'isha. The Kedushin is Chal, if I get around to making the Nesu'in, to making the Chasna within 30 days. Isha doesn't want to hold on forever. If you don't make the Chasna 30 days, the Kedushin is Batal, that's the Tanai. He comes after a couple of weeks. He says, I'm not going to have it ready within 30 days. Could I have an extension? Can we now make the Tanai to be 60 days? Zogdei Shulchan Aruch, Simon Lamaches, Sif Laman Zayin, you could make an extension. Frek the Taz is a case in Yeridea that you can't. In other words, in Manifshach. If you're Makbid on the Tanai, so there's a Tanai. What's it going to help if he gets married within 60 days? You might say you're Makbid on the Tanai. If you're not Makbid on the Tanai, so had the Tanai become a Tanai within 60 days? How does that work? Zakh Navne Mulum, it's totally in this Shaila. If the reason why it could be Meichel a Tanai is because the Tanai is built in the Kpeda. So then you can't extend the Tanai. You can't make changes in the Tanai. You can't tweak the Tanai. If you're makbid on the Tanai, so you have a Tanai. So the Tanai is like a Maisa. If you're not makbid on the Tanai, so you don't have a Tanai. So the Tanai is like not like a Maisa. You can't make changes. But if you hold like the Rosh, it's Asik Dibur Vatal Dibur. So then you can make changes. You already have a Tanai for 30 days. You can make the Tanai leichter. You could be Mavatal part of the Tanai. You can make the Tanai now 60 days. That's also part of Asidim Mavatal Dibur. That's Taina Davne Mulun. Al Kabbalah, that's what Reb Chaim wants to say in Afkamina between the Ran and the Chuvah Sirosh is the Ram and the Ravid if you need Edim. According to the Ran, it's like a Kiyama Tanai. You're not changing the Tanai. The Tanai, this is a form of being Mekayim the Tanai, not being Makbid. So, Mele, you don't need Edim on that. Mashenkin, according to the Ravid holds like the Chuvah Sirosh. That you're being oikid at Tanai, you're demolishing the Tanai, that needs Edim. Shmuel Rozovsky, in Kedushin Simon Yudbeis, he points out that it's really a shaila what the Rambam holds. If the Rambam holds like the Tshuva Saran, or the Rambam holds like the Ran, I mean, or the Rambam holds like the Tshuva Sarash. There's a Rambam in Ilchus Gerushin, Perechesh Halacha Chaf Aleph. It says like this, Harei Zagidah Chamanash Titni Li Masayim Zuz Mikan Vat Shloshim Yoyim. He says, "Hareza gita chamanase, you give me 200 zuz," and then within the 30 days of the deadline, he says, "It's meichel to you." It's ainu megreshes. That comes from the Gemara in Gittin Daf Ayin Dalim in Beis. That normally mechila is hareini kilas kabalti. Normally mechila would be called a kiyam atnai, especially by mammon, where the Gemara says it's for harvacha. All he wants is the money. And it could be meichel the money. Hareini kilas kabalti. It's like he took the money and gave it back to her. But the Gemara says, by Gerishin, the reason why I made a tanai for the money was it's tzu'ura kamechavin, and memeil the mechila doesn't work because she never got the tzar. So here's an exception. Here's a case where even if he says he's not makbid, but since it was made the tzu'ura kamechavin, he can't be meichel. But Zogdei Rambam Vaita, and Halacha Chav Gimulia, Harei Zagidda Chamanashe Titnli Kli Ploini, that's right, the Mishnah there about the Yitztala. But the Rambam says, in that case, it would work to be Mevatel the Tanai, Zok the Rambam. Pell is why? How could be Mevatel the Tanai work? It can't be Meichel. How could be Bitel the Tanai work? So the Magen Mishnah learns Mevatel the Tanai means give a whole new get without a Tanai. So shtikel deichik in the lashon, but that's what the Magen Mishnah learns. Achivatel tanai means give a whole new get without a tanai, because you can't be mevatel tanai like the Rambam said. You can't be meichel. It's a tzuria kamechavin. But the Tshuva Sarash and Klal Mem Vav Siman Beis, he learns the Rambam l'shitasai. He brings the Rambam. He says, you see from the Rambam that even when mechila doesn't help, but still bitul atanai works. Why? Because asi dibur mevatel dibur. Because this is what it's telling you. If the aside why you could be meichel on a tanai, why you can be mevatel a tanai is, because a tanai is based on the fact that you're a makbid. So when you megarish an isha, and now she gives you something, then you see mechila doesn't help. Then you see it's not based on the fact that you're makbid. The ili tzuruka mechav, and if she doesn't get the tzar, there's no get. But that's what a tshuvas rush brings a raya from the Rambam, that you see clearly that bitul a tanai works. A tshuvas rush doesn't learn like the Magen Mishnah, you're giving a whole new get. Because he learns bitul atai works tamot, asidim vatal dibur, it's ois tanai. So mele, even in a case where mechila wouldn't work, because the tzurik mechavim, but bitul atai would work, because asidim vatal dibur. So Zogdei Shmuel Rozovsky, lefi zeh, you can't say Reb Chaim pshat in the Rambam, why you don't need edim, is because it blames the kiyam atanai. Because that's like the Magen Mishnah. Like the Magen Mishnah, you can learn that the Rambam holds like the Tshuva Saran, that the aside why Mechila works by Tanaim is because the Tanaim means only if you're Makbid. And that the Rambam holds in this case, Bitla Tanaim works, the Magen Mishnah is Madchik to say that he means giving a whole new get without a Tanaim. So now it's them, the Reb Chaim, that that's the aside why Bitla Tanaim works as it blives a Mechila. So mainly you don't need them on the Mechila. The Mechila Gufa is the Kiyam of the Tanaim. Now, Shayin Lefidu way the Tshuva Sirosh learns the Rambam. The Bitul Atanai Kepshuta, it's Asa Yom Vatal Dibur, and still the Rambam holds you don't need Edim. You're going to have to say that the Machlokes Rambam and Rav is they both hold that the Yisayin, why you could be Mevatal Tanai, is Asa Yom Vatal Dibur. But the Raavad holds that since you're being mechadish epis in the Kedushin, since you're now making the Kedushin a Kedushin without a Tanai, that's Gufa Adava Shebe'ev and Izeidim. And the Rambam holds no. Whether the Kedushin is Al Tanai or not Al Tanai, that's not called the Chiddush in the Kedushin that requires Zeidim. Now this whole discussion that we're discussing now, if Bittul Tanai Nizeidim, is very Negeya, another Shaila that Achreinim ask right here on our Mishnah. Because like we said, the Mishnah says, even if she says in my heart, I didn't want the Tanai, still Dvarim Shel Mevein and Dvarim, and the Tanai is there, and Mimel it's not a Kedushin. And the Gemara wants to bring a Raya from here to the Yisai, that Dvarim Shel Mevein and Dvarim, that even though she, Lahedya, thought in her mind, she thought that the Kedushin should be Chal without a Tanai, but Dvarim Shel Mevein and Dvarim, we see a Tanai, what she thought in her mind to Mevatel the Tanai doesn't work. So, Fregen the Achreinim, how do you see from here Dvarim Shel Mevein Dvarim? The Gemara brings the Raya from this Mishnah, Dvarim Shel Mevein and Dvarim. Because the Dvarim Shel Mevein would be Dvarim, so in her mind, she's Mevatel the Tanai, that should make a Bittul in the Tanai. Fregen the Achreinim, why don't you say La'ilam Dvarim Shel Mevein is Dvarim? But here it doesn't work because here we're dealing with Kedushin. And Kedushin, you need Eidim. Ein Davar Shebe'er Bachas Mishnayim. You need Eidim for Kedushin. And the Eidim don't know that she's Mevatel Tanai. So that's why the Bittul Tanai doesn't work. Because there's no Eidim on the Bittul Tanai. So from what the Eidim saw, is they saw Kedushin Al Tanai. They saw the Isha being maskim only to Kedushin Al Tanai. There's no Eidim that the Isha was maskim to Kedushin Al Tanai. So Mela, if by Mammon we don't need Eidim, maybe Dvarim Shel Mevein would be Dvarim. Hashenke by Kedushin, where you need Eidim, the reason why it doesn't work is not because Dvarim Shel Mevein is Dvarim, it's because there's no Eidim on the Dvarim Shel Mevein. That's Regan Achreinim. So the Avnei Meluim says a Gevaldig Yisayid. He says that the Das of the Isha is not a Chelik of the Maisa Kedushin B'chlal. He brings from the Ran and the Dorim, the Aflamin and the Aleph, the Ran says that since we say Kisiyikach Ish Isha, we don't say Kisilokach Isha Leish, the Maisa Kedushin is done in Gansan by the Baal. The Isha is just like Mafkir herself and allows the Ish to be Mekadesh her. That's why the Isha can't say Hareini Mekadesh Islach, Hareini Meres Islach. The man has to say Hareini Mekadesh Isli. The Isha is passive. The Isha is just Mafkir herself, she just allows the Baal to Mekadesh her. So Mela Tainit the Avnei Meluim. So you don't need Eidus on the Das of the Isha. Because even though the Das of the Isha is necessary for the Kedushin, because he can't be Mekadesh and Isha Baal Karcha, but that's not the Maisa Kedushin. It's a Tanai, it's a prerequisite to the Kedushin. But it's not the Etzem Maisa of the Kedushin. The Maisa of the Kedushin is totally done by the Baal. You saw what the Baal did, it, you saw the whole Kedushin. It's not negay the Isha's Das. It's negay to know if it's a Kedushin. But that's not the Maisa Kedushin that can be made on the Kedushin, even if they're not made on the Das of the Isha. He brings the Raya from the Rishayim earlier, on the Avavim and Aleph. The Gemara says that if you say, Hareyat Zekukali, Hareyat Knuyali, you use an awkward Lashin, which is an unusual Lashin, so it works for Kedushin. So the Gemara asks Akasha, how does the Isha know what you're talking about? So the Gemara talks about that you were Dibra Mabiske Kedushin. But the Rishayim say, if the Isha says she knew it, the Isha says she understood it, then it works. So the womb is bothered. But where's the Eidim? You don't have Eidim on her Das. So he says it's your sign that you don't need Eidim on the Isha's Das. And Rabbi Kmeg on Navav also says the same Yisayin to answer the same Kash on Navav, that when the Eidim don't know if the Isha understood him, he said an awkward Lashon. He said a not ordinary, not a conventional Lashon. And we don't know if the Isha understood him or not. If she says later she understood it, it's a Kedushin. Because you don't need Eidim on the Das of Isha, because the Maisa Kedushin is the Ish. And the Avnei Meluim says the same Teretz you could say on this Kasha here. The Isha went and said, believe me, she didn't have it tonight. Even if the Eidim don't know about it, if you wouldn't have the Din Advarim, Shablaif Eidim Advarim, that would be a bittul of Tanai. That would be a das of the Isha al kol panim. The Eidim don't see that. They don't have to see the das of the Isha. That's the Avnei Meluim's Yisayit. Rabbi Kveika, who ka'amar and Davav, said the same Yisayit l'gabi the kasha there. But over here on Dav Nun, Rabbi Kveika says a different word. Rabbi Kveika says that the Tanai is milsachritihi. whether there's a tnai or not, does get nishtarayin in the kedushin. That's not a chelik of the kedushin. Tnai is mulsa achriti. So even if you would need edus of the das to the isha, or even in a case where the baal said belibay that he doesn't want the tnai. But if Dvarim Shebelev would be Dvarim, you wouldn't aid us on that. Because since the Maisa Gedushin, you have a Maisa Gedushin either way. The only question is a Maisa Gedushin Al Tanai or a Maisa Gedushin Shaloy Al Tanai. You don't need aid him for that. You don't need aid him to Shtelavek if it was Al Tanai, it wasn't Al Tanai. To aid him on the Ikka Maisa Gedushin, Tanai is Milsa Achriti. Now the Avnei Melum also is Aymed that you could say that Teretz Vow Mishnah. But he times it should be telling the Machlekes Rambam and Raivit. The Rambam that holds that you don't need Eidim for the Bittul HaTanai. So that's the Vart. Tanai Milsa Achriti. You don't need Eidim for the Bittul HaTanai. So mainly, you can't ask, you can't say they have no of a right at Dvarim Shebelev ain't at Dvarim, because even at Dvarim Shebelev is Dvarim, you don't have Eidim. But the Rambam holds you don't need Eidim for the Bittul HaTanai. So the Eidim saw the Kedushin, even though they saw it tonight, there was a Bittul HaTanai, if Dvarim Shebelev have Dvarim, and you don't need Eidim to be made on the Bittul HaTanai. But Tainet Avni Mulum, Lefid the Raivit, that you need Eidim for a Bittul HaTanai, so maybe that's a pshat in the Mishnah. Maybe the reason why the Mishnah doesn't work is not because Dvarim Shebelev ain't Dvarim. Maybe Dvarim Shebelev is Dvarim, but you don't have Eidim on the Bittul HaTanai. And the Raivit holds you need Eidim on the Bittul HaTanai. The Raivit doesn't seem to hold it as Svarv Tanai Milsa Achriti. So the male Lekavad, the Raivit Avni Mulum says you have to say you say it, that the Isha's Das is not negated to the Maisa Kedushin. Because Tamat saying, Tnai Milsa Achritihi, the Raivit holds you need Eidim on a Bittul HaTanai. But the Shimon Shkop, in Masechtas Gidin, Simon Beis, and I'm sure Zavsky also says it here, in Kedushin Yud Beis, they say, Bamasim Mechalti in this case in the Raivit. When did the Raivit say you need Eidim on the Bittul HaTanai? Is the Pshat, when you have a Kedushin that's already a Kedushin Al Tanai. So now we have a Chalais Kedushin Al Tanai. And now you want to go and change that. You want to change the Kedushin, which was Al Tanai, to now it's a din of us, Adim Vatal Diba, make it not a Kedushin Al Tanai. Make it a Kedushin not Al Tanai. So then there's a din of Ein Dovash Mokz Mishnai. You don't say Tanai Mil Sachriti. You're making a change in the Kedushin. You're changing it from a Kedushin that was Al Tanai to a Kedushin that wasn't Al Tanai. You're making a Dovah Chadash. You're making a change in the Kedushin. There, that doesn't work with that Eidim. Masha'en came to prevent the Tanai from being Chal, the Eidim see a Kedushin. Now, as far as they could see, it's a Kedushin Al Tanai. And the Ish is going, and it's preventing the Tanai from being Chal. So that's not a Chson of Ein Dovah V'Sherei Bach's Mishnayim. If Dvarim Shalev have a Dvarim, so she'll prevent the Tanai from being Chal. And she's not changing anything. Fakir, she's not allowing the Kedushin to be Chal. The Eidim don't have to see that. The Yisrael Nadavar is like this. Eidim on a Kedushin, make the Kedushin should be Chal. Once a Kedushin is Chal, in order to make any changes in the Kedushin, you might need Eidim. But if Eidim see a Kedushin with a Tanai, and Belibay, she's Mevatel the Tanai, if Dvarim Shebelev have a Dvarim, that's not called Davar Shebe'erva, because she's not introducing anything. She's just preventing the Tanai from being Chal in the Kedushin. That would work, that you wouldn't need Eidim for that. That's Tainet Reb Shimon and Reb Shmuel Rozovsky. And now let's see the Gemara Vaita. The Gemara says, "Who gathered the zavon lenichse adaita lemesek leEretz Yisrael?" Someone sold his fields with the intention of going to Eretz Yisrael. Ubeidin the zavon leAmav leMidi. At the time that he sold it, he didn't say anything. And many Rishonim say that Avadi had to have at least said it before. We had to have known that his intention was to go to Eretz Yisrael. He just didn't say it at the time of the sale. If he never said anything about it, there certainly was absolutely no havim in him that someone could just say in a sale that was done stam that I did it for a specific purpose and that purpose wasn't to sky him and be mevatel any sale. The whole case is that we knew and understood that at the time of the sale, he was intending to go to Eretz Yisrael. He just didn't say it at the time of the sale. Amar Rava, have advarim shablev, advarim shablev, ain't advarim. Rava says, as you say, it's Dvarim Shebelev, Dvarim Shebelev ain't Dvarim. What you think is not what counts. What counts is what you said. The Rishonim discuss, sometimes we find that Dvarim Shebelev works, like Chuma could be Chal b'machshava, and the pshat is it doesn't work when it's being seisa to Dvarim Shebepet. If you made the Mechira, stam, so then you meant the mechira unconditionally. You put in a condition, believe, you're being seisa the dvarim shebepev, and that's why it's einim dvar. Now Taisa says that what if he would have mentioned that he's doing it because he wants to go to Eretz Yisrael? So it's dvarim shebepev. He mentioned that b'shas the mechira. So then it would help, and the mechira would be batal if he doesn't end up going to Eretz Yisrael. And that l'chayr is mavurin, the gemara a little bit later. Who gavred is of ninu l'nichse daitel l'meisik to Eretz Yisrael solik v'yisterlei. The Gemara says someone sold his neschasim and in order to go to Eretz Yisrael, he went to Eretz Yisrael and it didn't work out for him. So he returned. So the Gemara Shaila was, did he say that he went? And Rashi explains it's different here. There's no dvarim shlevein dvarim because he spoke out. He mentioned that he went to Eretz Yisrael. So you see that mentioning alone is good enough. And Taiz asks a kasha, why? In order to make a tanai, you need a tanai kafel. Rabbi Meir holds that if you say, I'm selling you this almanas that I go to Eretz Yisrael, for instance, and if I don't go to Eretz Yisrael, the sale is batal. You only said one way, not the other way. You didn't say a tanai kafel. So it doesn't work. You need a tanai kafel. You have to speak out both sides. If I go to Eretz Yisrael, it should be sold. If I don't go to Eretz Yisrael, it shouldn't be sold. So Taisus asks, so why would Gili Das work? You need tanai kafel. So Taisus brings a Rishbam that says that by Mammon you don't need tanai kafel. Only by Gittin and Kedushin you need tanai kafel. By Mammon you don't need tanai kafel. And Taisus is very bothered that the whole din of tanai kafel is enough for tanai of Bnei Gadim and Bnei Ruvain. And there was Mammon. But there is such a sheet as Rishaynim. I don't be marik so much about it. And the Ritva's answer to this kash is, and he holds this as the only answer, that we don't pass like Ramei altogether. We pass like the Chacham and Agud Ramei who hold that you don't need Tanai Kafel. Because if you need Tanai Kafel, then you would never be able to say in Umdana, you'd never be able to say that Adaita Dahachi, you'd have to make it Tanai Kafel. So just one Ara, we see an interesting thing from the Rishaynim that according to the man, the Omer, that you do not need Tanai Kafel. So even if you didn't say a lashon of a tanai altogether, you just indicated that the reason why you're selling this is go to Eretz Yisrael, and it's understood that if you're not going to go to Eretz Yisrael, you don't want the sale. So that's not a problem, even though you didn't say a lashon tanai. But since you don't need mishpatei atanoim, since a tanai doesn't need any specific nusach, so then even without saying a lashon of tanai, a gilui das would also help. Mashenki and a coin to Rabbi Meir, which holds that even if you say a tanai, you say clearly, I'm selling you an almanas, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. But you didn't say, and if I'm not going to Eretz Yisrael, I'm not selling it to you. You didn't say the Tanai Kafel, the Hain, and the Lav. So then it doesn't work. So that the Rishayim are bothered that Gili Das shouldn't be better than a Tanai, which is Ein Kafel. That's the Chayyab Shat in the Kasha. And Ka'omer, the Rishayim at saying that Dvaroz is way Lamaisa, that from here is the Raya, that you don't need Tanai Kafel, and the Rishbam, that Taiz brings down, says, Al Kapana by Mammon, you don't need Tanai Kafel. Because if you don't need Tanai Kafel, then it's understandable why Gili Das works. Now Taiz says, V'aymeri, the Tzarech l'chalik v'yaymer, v'yeish dorm sh'aymen tzrichen Tanai Kafel l'gila milsa, da'nan sadi da'dayt da'achi of it. There's some things which you don't need a Tanai Kafel, we have an anan sahadi that's what he's doing. And he says, in the certain things, you don't even need a gilim das. You don't even have to say anything. The mashal, someone thought that he was childless and he gave away all his nechasim before he died to someone else. And then he realized, he was informed that he has a child which he didn't know about. So we say that all the nechasim don't go. He would never give away everything from his son to anyone else. It's only because he didn't realize he had a son. Well, the case was someone wrote all his nechasim to his wife. He gave away all his nechasim to his wife. So the Gemara says, "Layasalai petropa." He doesn't mean that she should own it. He means that she should be the manager because he wouldn't give everything to his wife. So when you have an anan sahadi, when we could figure out what his das is, then you don't need a tanai kafel. That's what Taisa says. But it's still a little shver, like the Ritva asks. L'chare, any time you say a tanai she'ein a kafel, that l'chayr should clearly indicate your das. So why wouldn't it work? Al tzanumdin, al tzanan sadi. What's the difference if he says he's going to Eretz Yisrael, or if he says, al menasi, give me 200 zuz, and he wasn't kayif for the tanai? There should be an indication that if he doesn't get his 200 zuz, he doesn't want this transaction to take effect. So in a few malchim in the Rishaynim, and really an afkemina alacha between some of them. There's a balamar, it's a dafchaf in beya, it says a gavaldi yisayin. He says, when a person makes a gilui das, so then the umdene is that he wants to have a tnai. And what type of a tnai does he want? A tnai with all the mishpatei atnam, a tnai that works. That's why gilui das works. Because when you have a gilui das and there's an umdene that you want a tnai, so then we say we put in a tnai mikoech umdene, we put in a tnai that works. But when you go and make a tnai, and you make a tnai that's wrong, so we can't put in a tnai that's right. You taka made the tnai, and you made the tnai that's wrong, so we have a tnai that doesn't work. And we mainly have a tnai that doesn't work, so it doesn't work as a tnai. That's the balamar svara. An umdana works because it blames keilu you made a tnai. And if it blames keilu you made a tnai, so then it's keilu you made a tnai that works. But if you taka make a tnai, and a tnai that doesn't work, so on the rabbi, we have here a tnai that doesn't work. That doesn't work. The Rishonim, they're on here and in the third parak, and the Rashba and Gittin Dafayin Dalet, and here, Mashma Divin Vart, it's Mashma that a Tnai which you're not kaiful, a Tnai that you're not kaiful is Gezok that you don't care about it. You made a Tnai and you weren't kaiful it, that's a Gili Das that you don't care about it. You didn't make a Tnai Bechlal, you spoke out your preference without a Lashon Tnai, we understand from you a Tnai. So we say, it's an umdani means a tnai. But you make a tnai and you're not kaiful it, that's a gili das that you don't want the tnai to be serious. You make a umrichtig a tnai, that shows you're not serious about a tnai. You don't make a tnai at all, so it could be you want a tnai. You make a tnai without a kfeilus, that means you don't want a tnai. But tais on the vav is mashmi didn't hold of either of these two svaris. Because the few of these svaris that should come out, that let's say there happens to be an umdana, and you weren't saymach on the umdana, you went and you said a tnai and you weren't kaifel it, it should come out that Eber Zeta shouldn't be a tnai. But Tezim Davav, Davav and Beis, here in Kedushin, the Gemara says there, Rav said, Halach Esu Gzal Menashetach Israeli, not live Exeril, Yotzev and Lav LeYotzev. Take this Esu Gzal Menashe, return it to me. If he returns it, he's Yotzev, if he doesn't return it, he's not Yotzev. Fek Tezim Kasha, why not? There was no kaifel at tnai. He just said, take the Esrog of Menashe Tach Israeli. He didn't say, Imloi Tach Zerli, then you can't take the Esrog. He only said one way. He wasn't kaiful the Tanai. So Taisa says the same Yisaidi says here. That it's a non-sadi, that's his das, that he doesn't want to give it away, he just wants the guy to make a brachan and give it back. And he brings the same Rai from Agamara, that a daita lemesek le'eretz Yisrael, it's only because Dvarim Shablai vein Dvarim, but if you would have been megala das that you want to go to Yisrael, it works. So you see, you don't feel this at tonight. And Taisus is saying this to answer the kasha when he made the tonight and he wasn't kaivul at tonight. So you see, even though he made the tonight, kol zman you have an umdana, you don't need a tonight kaful. So you can't say like the Balamar that once you made the tonight, then we don't say the umdana that you wanted a richtige tonight because you made a nish richtige tonight. And you can't say like the Ran, that when you make a tnai and you're not kaiful it, that's a gili das that you're not makbid on the tnai. Because here he made a tnai and he wasn't kaiful it, and still we say there's an umdana that he wants it back, and a male you don't need a tnai kaiful. And Shara Mishpat, the Nilchasish Shpek, Vavalacha Beis, Mamish Rezis Olais. It's in the Hilchas, he brings down the tur, the Nilchas Lulav, Simen Tafresh Nun Ches. That the Torah Nilchas Lulav brings Rishayim that hold that by Esrog, if you don't make a Tanai Kavul, he doesn't have to return the Esrog. If you say you can have this Esrog when Tanam Nas Lachs, he doesn't have to return it. You have to say it's if you Machzor it, it's a Matan. If you're not Machzor, it's not a Matan. Only then he has to return it. But the Torah says no. The Torah says L'maisa Ayod Yibchal don't have to make a Tanai. So Mele Kolshkein, if you said the Tanai and you weren't kaiful it, Kolshkein it works. And the Beis Yosef says, it's not worse because you made a tanai. It's not worse because you said a Lashon tanai. It's an umdana without saying a Lashon tanai. So because you said a Lashon tanai, it's worse. It's not worse. But the Maisi does bring Rishayim, the guy's Maimini B'Shem, the smag holds that you need a tanai kaful. And like we're saying, that's pretty much mafurish in the Balamar and Bayat, and it's very much mashu in Rishayim here also, that it is worse when you make a tanai. When you make a t'nai and you're not kaifut, when you have an umdana, like the Balamar says, it's an umdana on a richtige t'nai. When you make an umrichtige t'nai, when you make a not richtige t'nai, so then it's worse. Or like the Ran says, if you make a t'nai and you're not kaifut, you megaladas, you don't care about the t'nai. But like we said, Taizan Avav is mefurish like the Torah, that if it works without a t'nai, who would then it works? And Kol Shekein, like the Beis Reish, says it works if you make a t'nai and you're not kaifut. So it's still a bissel shver. If Gili Das works, if when we understand your intention, it works. Even when you don't make a kfeilus a t'nai, so every t'nai she'ain a kafu, we understand your intention. So why do you ever need a kfeilus a t'nai? Now the Shidloi Neidel Ami has a mahalach that when you have an ansadi tain as a Shidloi Neidel Ami, it's not going to a parasha of t'non. When you have an ansadi, it's going to because that's what the mecher is. That's how he's learning. There's nothing to do with the parish of Tanam. Now, the parish of Tanam means you want the mecher and you want to insert a t'nai. Then, you need a parish of Tanam to insert the t'nai properly. You insert the t'nai without the parish of Tanam, without making kfeilus a t'nai, then the t'nai doesn't get inserted, the mice is kayim, and the t'nai is batal. But in the case where he wants to go to Eretz Yisrael, or all these cases, there's an umdanai b'chlal doesn't want the mice on the other side. That's not the pshat, it's an umdra to make a t'nai. Pshat is on the other side, Bechal doesn't want the meister. He doesn't have das on the other side. So Mela works because Tami doesn't have das. He brings a raya, because in the Gemara right afterwards, the Gemara later that says that the one who sold the field of das, the meister, Eretz Yisrael, and he went, v'lo yister, it didn't work out for him. No, the other Gemara. The Gemara says that he went, he sold his fields to go to Eretz Yisrael, and it was safely solik. And it says, Amr Avashi Iboy Yisolik. He can't be Mavatal the Mechira because he could still go to Eretz Yisrael. If he wants, he can go. He can't be Mavatal the Mechira. He said, if it would be a T'nai, if someone, let's say, sells his field, I'll T'nai that he goes to Eretz Yisrael. He can't tell me Iboy Yisolik, but I don't want to go to Eretz Yisrael. And I made a T'nai, I'll das that I go to Eretz Yisrael. And Lamai said, I don't want to go to Eretz Yisrael. So Avadu will be Batal the Mekach. But Zakta Sheet Lane Lami, it's not a T'nai here. The Pshat is, he only sold it because he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. Fashteitzach, if he's not going to be able to go to Eretz Yisrael, he wouldn't sell it. So he doesn't have Das on that side. But if he's still able to go to Eretz Yisrael, so then it's not a mistake. The Pshat is, you still could go to Eretz Yisrael. So go to Eretz Yisrael. You change your mind and going to Eretz Yisrael, that doesn't count. So he says, you see, there's a chilah between a t'nai and b'chal, he didn't have das on that side. But Taizan Avav is also very clear that we're going to al t'nai. Because after he explains why you don't need t'nai kafel, he asks Akasha because of another case, one of the other mishpatei t'nam, they need t'nai u'maisa b'davar acher. It sounds from Taizan's the pshat is like this, that when, based on the situation, there's an umdana, then you don't need mishpatei t'nai b'chlal, and even if you make a t'nai that's wrong, also, we know that there's a t'nai. You don't have to make any t'nai, and if you make a t'nai and you don't say with the kfeil t'nai, it also works automatically a t'nai. And sometimes you don't even need a gilui das. But when there's nothing in the situation telling us that you want this t'nai, it's just the fact that you said you want this t'nai, not that you alerted us to a situation and the situation tells it to us. It's just you're telling it to us. You're saying you want this tonight, and you didn't make it tonight, kafu. That's not called an umdana b'chlal. That's the chayyah we have to say to explain Taisus. So, b'kitzer, Taisus asks Akasha, how would it work, even if you hold dvarim shbleif, havi dvarim, or like the Gemara later that says, if he says clearly, I'm doing it to go to Eretz Yisrael, and he can't go to Eretz Yisrael in the end. We say to Mechir is batal, what happened to the thing that you need a kfeilus, a t'nai, you need a t'nai kafu? You only have one side of the t'nai that you're selling it in order to go to Eretz Yisrael. You didn't read ice the other side that if you don't go to Eretz Yisrael, it should be batal. Why does it work? There's no t'nai kafel. So the Ari Shainim, Taiz brings the Rishbam, holds by Mammon, you don't need a t'nai kafel. The Ari Shainim would say, we have a raif near Bechlal, you don't need t'nai kafel, because you don't have Mammon and Gittin and Kedushin. But Taizus holds that when there's an umdana, you don't need a t'nai kafel. And a shayl is like the Dvar asked, every time you say a t'nai shayin a kafel, why doesn't that make an umdana? So there are the Rishonim that say, when you try to say the T'nai and you say it wrong, that's worse than if you don't say anything and you say Mechanegili Das. The Baal Amar says that when you have a gili das, it's an umdne that you mean a richtige tnai. But when you say the tnai and you say it wrong, so then we have a not, then we have a improper tnai. The Ran says that when you say a tnai and you're not kaiful it, you megal das, you don't care about it. But we said, taizan nafav is mefurish, that when you have an umdna, even when you say the tnai, it doesn't mess it up. So the shaila is, so every time you have a tnai in a kafel, why don't you make an umdna out of it? So I think the pshat is, the umdna has to come from the situation itself. Stand that you said it, you have to say it right. It has to be that when you alluded us to the situation, we understand ourselves, the umdna, they only meant it in order to go to Eretz Yisrael. Now let's go right in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Menolei l'Rabaha, how did Rava know the din of dvarim shablei veinim dvarim? Ilema mahadat tnan yakriv oisai. It says yakriv oisai by a korban. Malamet shekayfin oisai. So it teaches you that you could force someone. You have to force someone to bring a korban. If he made a neder to bring a korban and he doesn't want to bring the korban, you force him to bring the korban. Yachol bal karchai. You think you force him against his will. Tamalaim l'ritzainai. Haketzat kayfin oisai shemir reitzani." You force him, you hit him, until he says, right, Sani. So Mara says, Zerayin, Dvarim Shablai Veinim Dvarim, because believe Bele Nichalei, he doesn't really want to bring it. But Zerayin, you say, Dvarim Shablai Veinim Dvarim. So Mara says, no, Dom Mashani Asam, the Nan Sadi, the Nichalei Kapara, there's no Dvarim Shablai Veinim, he wants it, he wants to bring the Kapara. And the Gemara says, Elam Yisefa, Mechenet Amaitse Begite Noshim, if someone's Mechuyif to divorce his wife, or to Meshacher his Evit, Kaifanet Hashem, right, Sani, Vamai, or believe Bele Nichalei, he doesn't want to do it. Zerai dvarim shal beivein and dvarim. Elav mishin darmin and dvarim shal beivein and dvarim. Zemari says, no. Dil mishani asa mishin the mitzvah shmei divich hachamim. And Rashi says, he wants to do it. He wants to mekayim the divrei bezdin. So the shaila is, what did the havim in a hold? The havim in a hold that he doesn't want to do it. That's the Gemara's kash of a b'li b'lei nichalei. And still it's considered ratzim because dvarim shal beivein and dvarim. So the Taisa Rosh says, Tut Stadim, what the Havimina held. First Sadi says is, even in the Havimina, it's not pshat that we knew for sure he didn't want to. If we would know for sure he doesn't want, so then you wouldn't say Dvarim Shablai Veinim Dvarim, because it's B'li 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 of Kolondam, it's an Umdana, like we spoke before. When we know for sure, it goes without saying, so then Dvarim Shablai Veinim Dvarim. And the Gemara was saying that there's a good chance he doesn't want, because you see, he said no, and he insisted, and he refused, and he had to beat him up in order for him to say yes. So it's ganz shayach that he really doesn't want. But it's not 100% klar, because even in the Havimin, it could be, because Nichle Tevle Kapara, or because Mitzvah Shmei Devecham, could be he does want. But the Gemara's kasha was, it's very likely he doesn't want. So it's not enough klar. In order to be an umdan, it has to be 100% klar. You have to know 100% that he really doesn't want. That the Gemara and the Havmina held, you don't know 100% that he doesn't want. There's a possibility that he does want, but there's a good chance that he doesn't want. So if Dvarim Shalev Einim Dvarim, that's not enough to make an Umdana. So we're going to go bust what he says. He says that he wants. But if Dvarim Shalev Havi Dvarim, so then how do we allow this get to be Chal? Or how do we allow this carbon to be brought? It's a good chance that he doesn't want. And the Gemara is matcha, no. Maybe Dvarim Shablev Havi Dvarim. But for Kate, we assume, we Neman, the Chazak is that he does want. Because Chazak, Nichla Tevle Kapara, or Mitzvah Shmei Divich HaChamim. That's the first pshat of the Taisa Rosh. Taisa Rosh has a second pshat. That even if we know for sure he doesn't want, because the Gemara didn't know yet Nichla Tevle Kapara, the Gemara didn't know yet Mitzvah Shmei Divich HaChamim, so we know for sure he doesn't want. But it doesn't matter. Since he says he wants Dvarim Shablev Vein Dvarim. Aye, we said when there's an Umdana, so then Dvarim Shablev Havi Dvarim. That's only when it's not a direct steer to the Dvarim Shabbat. Like he gives all his Nechasim away, and it's an Umdana, it's only because he thinks he doesn't have a son, Ukadaima. It's not a direct steer to the Dvarim Shabbat. He never said klar that it's even if he does have a son. Well, like all the cases where you have an Umdana, he never said klar, not like the Umdana. He didn't say, yeah, like the Umdana. It would be Dvarim Shabalev. But since everyone knows it, it goes without saying. Mashenkin, when he says Klar Reitzani, so he says Klar, not like the Umdana, even though we have an Umdana at Beliba, he's Eina Reitza. Umdana only works when it's not a direct steer to Dvarim Shabalev. That's a Taisa Rosh's second tenets. Now, the Ridvayas Akasha, that We lamaisa paskin dvarim shalev einim dvar. But still, we paskin a gittin that a get mosa shaloi kedin. If let's say someone stam forces someone to give the get when he's not mechuyif to give the get, it's possible in the raisa you don't have rotsin. So frektur dvar kasha. Mishlaim, if you hold dvarim shalev havi dvarim, so then you need to come on to the mitzvah of shmai divich hachamim to tell you that he has rotsin. Because otherwise, b'libay lenichalei. So get Musa Shalaikidim. We don't have the mitzvah of Shmei Devichachamim. So Mamela, since Belibalai Nichalei doesn't work, but we pass him Dvarim Shalayv Einim Dvarim. So we don't hold the Belibalai Nichalei. So the Gemara is Kash even without mitzvah of Shmei Devichachamim. The Gemara thought it works because Dvarim Shalayv Einim Dvarim. So why doesn't it work even if it's Shalaikidim? He says he wants Belibalai Nichalei Dvarim Shalayv Einim Dvarim. That's Rekhti Ridva. Zangti Ridva. Yesh Aymrim, that who within the Gemara could have said Ultamech. But the Gemara doesn't bother. The Gemara says Kushta de Milsa. A lot of times you find the Gemara could have attacked the Kasha. The Gemara doesn't bother. The Gemara says the Teretz. And then he says the second Teretz, that the Gemara is all Havimin. The Gemara, the reason why when the Gemara and the Kasha thought it worked, that's only when it was done Kedin. It was forcing to give a get Kedin. Because there we don't know that he doesn't want. Maybe he does want. So Mela, it would work on Svarish Mayvein Advarim. But when he's forced Shalai Kedin, Anan Sali he doesn't want. There's an Umdin that Klari doesn't want. So there, you don't say Dvarish Mayvein Advarim, it's an Umdin. It's believed by Blaif Kaladin that he doesn't want. There, there's no Havimin it should work. L'chari, these two Turutzim in Advarim are directly corresponding to the two Turutzim in the Taisa Rush. The second Teretz in Advarim is the first Teretz of the Taisa Rush. That when the Gemara asks the Shaila, Vabaliba le Nichale, and the Levi saying he doesn't want, the Gemara's Kasha isn't that we know for sure Belevi doesn't want. Adarabi, even the Kasha we knew of Mitzvah Shmei Devar Chachamim, even the Kasha we had a Havin, it's possible that he wants, because of Mitzvah Shmei Devar Chachamim, but we thought it's likely that he doesn't want. So if your old Dvarim Shablev Einim Dvarim, Lamaisa doesn't matter, even if Klape Emes he doesn't want, but since it's not an Umdana Gemara, Dvarim Shablev Einim Dvarim. But the Gemara's kasha was, if you hold Dvarim Shablev Havi Dvarim, so on the tzad that he doesn't want, so then it should be Dvarim Shablev Havi Dvarim, so how could it work? And the Gemara's Teretz says, no, we name on Zicha, not tzadi that he wants. And that's why, by a guy, when it's Shalai Kedin, there is an Umdana. And when there's an Umdana, you don't say Dvarim Shablev Einim Dvarim, and that's why it doesn't work. But the first Teretz, that holds that in the Havimina, there was no chilik between a guy doing it, I mean, whether it's doing a guy doing it Shalai Kedin or a Bezin doing it Kedin, and Enoch and Amin, the Gemara could have said Ultameich. That stems with the second Teretz of the Taisus Rush. That even when you have an Umdin a Gemura that he doesn't want, but still, that's not Mevatel what he says with Ferish Bepeh. You only find Umdin a Gemura works to Fataych what he says Bepeh when it's not a direct contradiction to what he says Bepeh. It's an explanation of what he says, but normally it's a dvarim shablev einim dvarim, but if it's an umdin and gemur, it goes without saying. Mashenken, and when he says, but reitzani, and belev, he says, anyway, it's near direct theory, even by an umdin gemur, he says, dvarim shablev einim dvarim. So if that was the havman of the gemara, so the advar sakasha, so how come when it's done shalai kedin, it doesn't work? And for the advar, and echanami, the gemara could have said, ultameich, biradavar. That the Havimina that wanted Mechriach from this din, Dvarim Shablev Einim Dvarim, the Havimina held that the din of Dvarim Shablev Einim Dvarim is even when you have an Umdana that he doesn't want, but the Dvarim Shablev doesn't work to be saved to the Darvish of Peh, even with an Umdana. So, Kolshkem, you don't have an Umdana. But then the Gemara says that no, it's Asmisul Shmei Devich Hachamim. And Hashta the Asis Lahachi, even if you hold Dvarim Shablev Einim Dvarim, you have to come on to Misul Shmei Devich Hachamim. Because even if you're Dvarim Shalev Einim Dvarim, but when you're forcing him, it's clear that you're forcing him. So that's an Umdana. That's clear an Umdana. And that you wouldn't be able to say Dvarim Shalev Einim Dvarim Lamaskana. And that's why a guy would work. I mean, that's why by a guy you would say it's not a get bechlal. So it's just two mahalchim in the Havimina. Was it pshat in the Havimina of the Gemara that there is no Umdana Gemura since he's mechuyiv to give the get or mechuyiv to bring the carbon? There's no Umdana Gemura he doesn't want, but it's likely he doesn't want. And it goes to Asvarim Shablev Einim Dvarim. Or Al Kapanim in the Havimina, even when there's an Umdana Gemura, you say Dvarim Shablev Einim Dvarim because it's a direct steer to the Dvarim Shabbat. But lamaskana, when there's an in the gemur that he doesn't want, avada doesn't work. And that's why get musash like a din is about to mean the raisa. Now, as you do it, the Rambam, Hilchis Gerishim Perek Beis Alach Achav, he's explaining L'chari the Gemara's teretz of mitzvah shmei divrei chachamim. Because L'chari it's a mitzvah shmei teretz, you see, he doesn't want to do it. The mitzvah shmei divrei chachamim knew beforehand. Now he said no. And now he's only saying yes because you're hitting him. So what's the pshat that he wants? It's clear that he doesn't want. So the Rambam says very, very famous words, V'lomalei batul get zesher, anus bein biad goyim bein biad yisrael, she'ein oimim anus olamisha nilchatz v'nidchak lasas dava she'ein mechuyiv in a Torah lasaysay. You're only saying oimim somebody that's forced to do something which he's not mechuyiv to do. Like you hit him until he sells something or gives something away. Avomisha tukfa yitzur hara levatul mitzvah lasas aveira. Someone who is yitzahara is forcing him not to do a mitzvah or to do an aveira. Vuhuka, and he gets hit. Not shiyasa davar shechayev lasaysay, or shishrachik b'davar she'asa lasaysay, and you hit him until he does the thing that he's obligated to do, or he doesn't do the thing that he's asked of him to do. Ain't honest mimenu, elahu honest atzmei b'dait deara. He's forcing himself. Lefich zesh ain roitzul agarish. Machashu roitzul liyus miyisrael. He still wants to be a yid. Right, so Lassus call a mitzvah so Srachik min Averis. He wants to do all the mitzvahs and be Misrachik from Averis. The Yitzhu Shatakvai. So that's not called he wants. When he says he doesn't want to be Megairish, that's not called he doesn't want to be Megairish. Of course he wants to be Megairish. Mitzvah Shmei Devicham, he wants to do all the mitzvahs. The Yitzhu Shatakvai. But his Yitzhahara is forcing him not to do it. The Kevin Shahukah Shatashish Yitzhav Amiratsinik Vagirish Litzainai. His Ratzin is to listen to the Chachamim. Now, if you don't hit him, so he's not going to say that that's his ratzav. Okay, the Yetzirah is forcing him not to say it. But once you hit him, so mail there is no Yetzirah. So mail I've added the ratzav is to do what the Chum want. Thus, that's how the Rambam's mazbid din. Now, some people ask on the Rambam, why the Rambam need this hezbah for? The Gemara only said this hezbah on the sand that Dvarim Shablai Veinim Dvarim. Dvarim Shablai Veinim Dvarim. The Gemara said it to answer why you could still say Dvarim Shablai Veinim Dvarim. Because you could say that here, it's mitzvah shmei divrei chachamim. But we bask in dvarim shel ve'ein dvarim. So you don't need this hesber at all. But if it was saying from the Ritva, it's pashit. Because if not for this hesber, we see Klai doesn't want. He's screaming he doesn't want. And then you hit him, and you hit him until he says he wants. So you see Klai's an einus. It's umdani's an einus. Then the havmin it was, either the havmin it was, if you hold dvarim shel believe ve'ein dvarim, even when there's an umdana, he can't be safe to the davar shu'peh. But that's only a havamina. Maskana doesn't hold that way. The maskana holds when there's an umdin, he couldn't be safe to the davar shu'peh. Otherwise, even a get musa shleikadin would be kosher. Or else the havamina holds that since it is kedin, the havamina at least holds as a chance that he wants. So the Rambam had to explain that. The Rambam had to explain why at least there's a chance that he wants. Because even though we hold dvarim shebleiv einim dvarim, but otherwise it will be mamish 100% clear that he doesn't want, avad that's no good, and that's why get musa shleikidin is no good. So mail the Rambam says the hezbin of the Gemara of mitzvah shmei divrei chachamim that Belibai really, he has a ratzon panim for that. It's just the Yetzirah telling him not to. Once you hit him, he loses the Yetzirah, mail he has the ratzon panim, mail that's why he gives the get beratzon.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.